Dude, did you get a text message from Carl the other night? Something about 14 strippers and a line of coke.
Yeah, that's fucking all that dude does.
Strippers and coke. God, I love that unicorn.
He's the best.
Welcome to Misinformation This Week. I'm Zach.
I'm Weller.
Episode 31.
The Halloween episode.
The Halloween episode. Happy Halloween, motherfuckers. I like me some Halloween.
Oh, who doesn't?
Nazis.
I don't know. They might enjoy that, actually. They could probably get away with it.
I don't think the Nazis would probably have been into Halloween because they didn't like things that were different. And the whole idea of Halloween is to dress up as something someone else isn't.
They'd just be a slutty Nazi. They'd be slutty Nazis, basically.
Okay, we're not talking about what your like dream fantasy would be. Like, oh yeah, I want some Third Reich nipples in my mouth. That'd be hot. And I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of the Nazi, like the Nazi general, the female Nazi general that's in every fucking movie.
And she's the always female. Yeah, with a huge fucking clit.
Yeah, and the high boots. I will beat you with this riding crop, and you will like it.
Yeah, get down and suck my 8-inch clit.
that's the one. Yeah. So we'll get back to Halloween stuff and lots of. Stuff later. Like that?
That wasn't bad.
That was, yeah. You're wearing headphones for the first time this week, so everything's
yeah,
just new
I
and shiny.
Really well. Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, I hear it like it's the real world. It's hot. So anything new this week?
Oh, nothing special.
Nothing special. Sometimes I almost feel bad for you. I want something to happen. Like, I want something exciting to happen for you just
it's
once.
It's never good, though. I don't have good surprises ever. It's always fucking horrible.
So your excitement is usually just bad
I'm
luck.
Actually, I look forward to nothing, if that makes sense.
That's deep. That's there's lots of levels to that. I don't even know if we have time to get into that.
It's, yeah, that'd be fucking hours and hours.
See, and that's why chicks dig you. Chicks dig you more than they dig me because you have a look and it works for you. You know, I can't pull off the long sleeve shirt look very well. And you've got that V-shaped body, which is weird because you never fucking work out. And that's what makes me sick. Okay. So there's that. You have an actual Adam's apple, so they know you're a dude. I don't have that. Straight up and down. Here.
Oh my God. Speaking of Adam's apples.
Yeah.
This is really kind of funny because last week we were talking about McCain and Obama and how there's this huge rumor about Obama being Muslim, right?
Right.
So my girlfriend, who's a nanny, brings over this kid who's nannying, and we come to my house, and McCain ended up being in town this past Sunday.
Yeah.
He was interviewed live at Kid Abdul with Tom Brokaw.
Yeah, here in Waterloo. And which so is this fucking huge, by the way. Like, people went nuts over it. Like, oh my God, you know who's coming to town? Do you know who's coming to town? Tom Brokaw! Yeah. Fuck you, McCain.
So this little kid, he's, I don't know, fifth grade maybe, just sits down there, this is on the news, and he's, all of a sudden he's like, I hope he wins. And I turned to him and was like, and then I couldn't even say anything because all of a sudden my girlfriend's like, you want McCain to win? And he's like, yeah, because if Obama wins, he's Muslim and it's going to be in a Muslim country.
Jesus Christ.
And you know, you can't reason with like a 12-year-old. Like,
is he in fifth grade or is he 12?
He's in elementary, so he's fifth grade.
Okay, so he'd be like 10. Yeah.
So like right away, I'm like, okay, how can I fucking get this kid? All of a sudden, it took me like a second. I'm like, you do know John McCain is born a female, don't you? He's like, nuh-uh. I was like, yeah, he was. It's like, why do you think he was in Vietnam? He's like, what do you mean? He was born a female, and his parents didn't want their daughter to be a lesbian, so they sent him to the Philippines because that's where you get sex changes. And it's like, when he was over there, the war broke out, and they decided that they might
You're
as well
gonna
make him a soldier.
You're going to get her fired.
And he still didn't believe me. I'm like, I can prove it. He's like, no, you can't. I was like, look. And I showed him my Adam's apple. See, all guys have this. And I was like, see my girlfriend? Doesn't have one. He's like, huh? I was like, look at a picture of John McCain. He doesn't have an Adam's apple. He's a female.
Jesus Christ. She needs that job, doesn't she? I mean, seriously, dude. Okay, first of all,
it was worth every second of it.
Yeah, but bad on her for bringing a fucking child into your home. Like, what was she thinking? Like, she didn't know that was going to end fucking
badly. I would have been
cool
with the kid, but as soon as he came in, he fucking raided my fridge.
Well, he's a kid. That's what they do.
Ah, not this kid.
But
he just wants shit.
If but he's what like, else was he supposed to do?
Be like, I'm thirsty. I have something. Of course, I'm going to give a kid something.
Oh, he just walked over there.
He just
there
walked straight into my fridge and started taking shit.
Wow. So are like are they loaded? The people that she works for, yeah, obviously, if they have a nanny, they probably have some fucking money.
Oh yeah.
Wow. But still, at what point, like, where did she think it was a good idea to bring a kid to your house, of all houses? You are one of the most – I love you, man, but you are one of the most fucking twisted people I've ever met in my life. And that's a lot coming from me.
That truly is. And I – that really – it sticks me right here in the heart.
In a good way, which is weird. Because it's sort of a compliment, right? But that kid had no – I mean, he's not going to be okay. I mean, it's good that his parents are loaded because they're going to need to have the money to afford the fucking therapy. Just from the 20 minute. Well, how long was he over there?
Oh, half an hour.
Yeah, probably about 10 minutes too long, wasn't it?
I hope so.
You fucked that kid up. Seriously. And did you ever straighten him out and tell him that John McCain wasn't
no.
really?
Oh, no, Jesus there's an Christ. Elementary school in town where that believes that John McCain's a female now. And I sleep much better at night.
God damn it. Why didn't you just tell him that Barack Obama is not a fucking
You can't
Muslim?
Reason with a fucking kid like
if
this.
If you can convince the kid that John McCain used to be a woman, you can probably talk him into the fact that fucking Obama's not a Muslim. Jesus. You know he went home and told his parents.
Yeah.
And you know she's going to have to fucking move in with you now because she just lost her fucking job. Are you ready for that kind of commitment? Are you ready for that shit?
People are looking for nannies all over the place.
Oh, fuck. Not ones with bad fucking references. Why'd you get fired from your last job? My boyfriend told the boy that I was watching that John McCain was born a woman and that he had a sex change in the Philippines. People that can afford nannies are not Democrats, brother. Eh?
Good point.
You might want to send some flowers to the fucking people she nannies for tomorrow. Jesus Christ.
Maybe that's why she hasn't called me in a week.
She hasn't called you in a week? Yeah, she can't fucking pay her cell phone bill because she lost her goddamn job.
Sorry, baby. I hope you're on the online right now.
She's my friend on Facebook now.
Yeah, she pointed that out.
Yeah. She must not have MySpace.
No.
Yeah. Fag.
That's what I said.
You don't have Facebook yet, do you?
No, I'm dragging my feet.
Yeah, it's handy, you know, for networking.
I still have a computer, so I figure the more sites I have, the fucking worse it'd be for me right now.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you'd be like you moved back in with your mom. Because you'd be over there all the fucking time, because this shit's like crack.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous. Got a little listener mail, and I don't think we mentioned it last week. James, a.k.a. Trout Mask Replica on the QSE boards, quickstopentertainment.com forums. He sent us a little note, said he's listening. He's from Canada. So he's supposed to talk like that. Palin? Not so much.
No.
Yeah. He's the one that does all the wacky artwork. It's good shit. But he told me, and I don't think that I've talked about this, or maybe I have. It's hard to keep track, man.
I think we gave him a little shout-out.
Did we give him a little shout-out?
Yeah.
But he also told me that all of the episodes that from when Corey co-hosted are still floating around on the internet.
Oh, they always will be.
Yeah, the ones that we deleted because he got in trouble for them. They're, like, going to be bootleg episodes now. Like, people are going to be fucking putting that shit on eBay.
It's probably worth fucking money now.
How? It wasn't worth money before.
Anything banned and not made anymore, and it's like supposedly hidden. It's pirated shit.
It's apparently it's pretty easy to find because he was getting the episodes off of some other website.
All you need is one person in this world that has their computer linked up to one of these fucking sites, and
fuck,
it'll always be there.
Fuck, 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 fuck. I'm not so worried about me.
But see, it's out of your control though. You deleted them.
Yeah. I tried to do what was right. I can't control the interwebs, man. It's a powerful place. It's a powerful place. It makes and breaks people's souls. Like, for example, when I've found Ken Plume made it very, very obvious he was not going to allow us to be part of the Quick Stop family, I cried in bed for like a week. You remember that, don't you?
Yeah, and hopefully he'll regret this about 10 years.
I hope so.
Episode 10,000 missing.
Yeah, no shit. See where we are now, Plume? We've got 100 listeners. Don't you wish we were part of your family? Fuck. Not so much, probably. Be a lot nicer if he did, though. Instead, I'll just be fucking sitting at some bar stool with Carl the Unicorn our good friend Carl the Unicorn, drinking Jack and smoking cigarettes and doing lines of coke off strippers' asses.
The sad thing is the unicorn is fucking, like, what, three times, four times more popular than we
yeah,
are?
Yeah, fucking Carl the Unicorn is blowing up all over the goddamn internet. That's some bullshit. A guy named after a fucking hobo that lives in a fucking dumpster by the Labor Ready is I don't fucking understand the appeal, but Carl the Unicorn is on MySpace, and that motherfucker is popular.
Well, women dig him. He's a unicorn. Guys dig him because he loves strippers and fucking doing blow.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm not a blow guy. I'm not into the illicit drugs.
Oh, I don't do fucking blow either, but I'm just saying that it seems it's like, and there's always that little back of your door fucking fantasy of like, I wonder what it would have been if I would have been like a fucking famous musician.
Right, right. And it's like,
be strung out and fucking.
Nothing says party like lines of coke. Right. When a guy doing lines of coke, it's not like he's going to be he's not going to be like a lazy dude who just wants to eat fucking Cheetos and play Xbox.
That's the dude fucking banging 30 chicks a night.
Right, right. That's the guy with syphilis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And doesn't care.
Right. Fucking Carl the Unicorn. I'm glad we made friends with this guy. He's a fucking pimp. And he digs us. So anybody who likes us is good fucking people in my book. Like, what's his MySpace? Carl Unicorn?
MySpace.com/CarlUnicorn. One word, not.
Not Carl the
Not
Unicorn.
Carl the Unicorn.
That's something else. Yeah, Carl Unicorn. Carl with a C.
With a C.
Yeah, I don't know. That guy's fucking. God bless him. He's trying to get his shit together, but he just can't give up the fucking nose candy and the Jack Daniels straight from the fucking bottle.
It was all fucking Billy Joel, though.
You think so?
Oh, it had to be. Could you imagine fucking grow up in Jersey with fucking Billy Joel as your master?
Well, yeah, that would be kind of tough. It'd be better than like Prince or something, though. I mean, if Prince was your master, you'd have to do blow to just fucking to kind of center yourself on his line of fucking thinking, right? But Billy Joel, he kind of strikes me as a working class kind of guy. I mean, he might hit you to a plow and make you fucking go dig up his mom's turnip garden. That could be a euphemism too.
Right.
But I don't see him being like a real fucking Nazi or a slave driver.
See, I disagree. I think Billy Joel's got a mean streak.
Really?
I've always had that vibe about fucking Billy Joel.
He's always got those dark, maybe it's those dark circles under his eyes. He always looks like he's been up for 3 weeks.
That and the fact he's always on a fucking bender and fucking crashing 10 cars in a weekend.
That's true. He's definitely, Billy Joel's a drinker. I think that goes without. Wasn't he married to a supermodel for a while?
Oh, yeah. Who was it? A famous one, too.
Was it not Claudia Schiffer?
I think it was.
Was it? Fuck. I don't know. Talk more about Carl. We'll figure it out. Carl's trying to chase his demons right now. He's trying to kick the blow.
Right.
And
failing miserably.
The booze? How's the booze? Does he want to stay with the booze or
not? Oh, he loves the Jack.
Fucking.
it evens out the coke.
Fuck. Really?
That's what I hear, man.
Wikipedia, Billy Joel Wikipedia. Elton John says he's going on the road again with Billy Joel next year. That's what that says. September of something. Let's see. Early career, songs, personal life, marriages. Here we go. Alcoholism. In 2002, Joel entered Silver Hill Hospital, a substance abuse and psychiatric center in New Canaan, Connecticut. In March 2005, he checked into the Betty Ford Center. Oh, how cliche. Seriously. Christy Brinkley. Christy Brinkley is who Billy Joel was married to. Thank you, Wikipedia. And in a related note, R. Wiggum, go suck your own cock, you living in your mother's basement prick. R. Wiggum, total Wikipedia fucking douchebag. Likes to get other people's Wikipedias deleted. Yeah. I don't know how much have you worked with Wikipedia at all?
No, I haven't.
It's really kind of neat. You know, you can change shit if you're a registered user. It's free and you can change shit, like update stuff. Well, the whole thing is it's supposed to be like a community, and the community basically votes your information off the island. And you'll get these guys that all they do is fucking edit Wikipedia. That's all they fucking do. They fucking sit at home with a Red Bull fucking infused into their vein, and they just, I really like Japanimation and editing Wikipedia. I think that your facts are invalid. And then they fucking put it up for a challenge. And that's what happened to Ken Plumes.
So basically they think they're like miniature gods.
Right. And that's what Wikipedia allows them to feel.
The all-knowing.
Right.
Of everything. And they don't know.
They challenge your Wikipedia entries based on all these fucking obscure rules that you would never know unless you were just a Wikipedia dork. You know, so they're like, not enough sources does not denote notability. That's the big buzzword. Notability. Like, that does not make a person notable. And it's like, maybe it does because I'm sitting here writing about it. Therefore, I find it notable. And isn't this all just one big fucking opinion anyway, you douche knocker?
Well, when I invented the word vaginosis, I told one of my I was in Iowa City with some friends of friends. And right away, they're like, we got to put this shit on Wikipedia. And we couldn't do it.
No, I mean, you could start it, and you can start a Wikipedia entry however you want, but it'll be torn down within, like, a day if they don't find it notable. Because you have to have, like, fucking outside sources and proof and, like, a bibliography, and I'm like, well, this takes all the fucking fun out of it. I mean, if I wanted to do that, I'd get a job becoming some kind of fucking researcher. Fuck Wikipedia, but thank you for your information, Island. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Christie Brinkley. So you think Billy Joel is a fucking evil bastard, huh?
Yeah, I can see that.
Really? Huh. So you think that's why Carl the Unicorn...
As far as piano players go, I would say he's probably the baddest of piano players, excluding Jerry Lee Lewis.
I heard that fucking, like, Elton John can be a real fucking bitch.
That's a bitch, though. That's different.
But an angry...
Bitches,
like,
are not badass.
Not bitch. Not like a bitch like, I can't believe you fucking took my man. I mean, like a bitch like, I'll scratch your fucking eyes out. Kind of bitch.
Kind of like Richard Simmons in that airport. Was that like 2 years ago? Remember
he
that?
Yeah, he just kind of slapped that dude.
That dude's like a fucking bodybuilder. I saw the guy that he beat. And that dude is fucking huge.
So yeah, kind of like that. Then. Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, so I mean, doesn't that kind of make him a badass? I mean, if a guy lets other people fuck him in the ass, that takes some fucking strength, doesn't it? I know I'd be sore. Right?
Very good point. Very good point, yeah.
So we'll give him a little something. Maybe he's not quite as... I mean, didn't Billy Joel used to be like a boxer or something? I'm not going back to Wikipedia.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Because he's from like Philly and shit.
So yeah.
That's where Rocky's from.
Makes sense.
Rocky Balboa,
we'll go with
Philadelphia.
It. We'll go with it. Yeah. It was actually... We just read that on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, yeah, we had that up there and I... Just forgot to mention it, but yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, corner. Oh, wait, yeah.
It's in there now.
yeah, look at that. Billy Joel's a boxer now.
You know what? I've got nothing to do this week. I'll just make sure that stays in Wikipedia all fucking week long. Just keep, it's gone? Oh, it's coming back.
Just keep re-entering it. It'd be awesome. Fuck. You know, at this point, I would normally make fun of the Irish for something, but I haven't talked to either one of those guys in like 3 weeks. Like, normally I talk to Brian, you know, at least once a week, but he's in college now and going to make something of his life, so he doesn't have time to be my friend anymore.
We'll hear him in 4 years.
Yeah, probably. And he'll be – see, he's like majors like media arts and English, so I won't even understand him anymore. He's going to use big words. But I bet you he'll know how to use two, two, and two, goddammit. Oh, I thought of another one that pisses me off. It's when you use – either IT apostrophe S or ITS.
Yeah.
The possessive has no apostrophe. And that really fucking confuses people. Because with the apostrophe, it's a fucking contraction for it is. But everybody always wants to use that fucking apostrophe to be like, oh, that was its place. No, you can't fucking do that. It's wrong. I was just trying to get us another grant, dude.
Hey, go for it.
Looking at me like I'm fucking just retarded. Like if anyone could be here right now, they would be looking at Weller looking at me as if I had just dropped my pants and took a shit on the table.
I was trying to think of something to go with that, but I was like, no, there's just nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No. So check out Carl the Unicorn on MySpace. He's something else. I mean, the guy is, he's different. And he's our friend. And we care about him.
Drop him a line.
Yeah. And hopefully he'll fucking kick his habits. Seriously, he's kind of a little guy, and that much fucking blowing jack is going to kill him.
He means well, the little guy.
Oh, yeah, he does. Smittix. Jenny picked me up a sixer of fucking Smittix. God bless her. I haven't really been drinking beer that much. I tried – oh, hey, check this out. This is empty, but I tried this the other night. It's called Lazy Mutt Farmhouse Ale.
That does not sound good.
Really fucking good. really good. I don't even know what to compare it to. It's, you know, like a microbrew. I don't know where. I got it from a guy at work. He brought it in, put it in my mailbox the other day in a paper bag. It was awesome. He's like, hey, I left something for you. It's like, and I was like, oh, shit, because we were talking about it. They've got a website, lazymuttale.com. Brewing tradition since 1845. Really? Really? I would have never guessed.
They use an expression, lazy mutt, in 1845?
I guess. It's union made. It says on the, there's not a lot of information on the label. It's a very plain label. Here we go. Proudly brewed and bottled by Minhas, M-I-N-H-A-S, Craft Brewery, Monroe, Wisconsin. So it's a Midwestern brew.
Speaking of beer plugs, I finally tried the seasonal Blue Moon, the pumpkin flavored shit.
Oh, how's that?
Oh, well, it was way better than I thought it would be.
Really? I tried a pumpkin flavored beer at Rock River. Oops, excuse me, got the burps. Rock River Brewery in Des Moines. I think it's Rock River. I don't know, Megan. If you listen to this, where's that place that you broke up with me? Where was that on our anniversary? Yeah, email me. I don't think she listens. I don't think I have a lot of ex-girlfriends that listen to the show. It's too dangerous for them. I don't think that I've ever said a bad thing about Megan on the show, however. I don't think it's ever happened.
No, I don't know that she's been brought up.
Not that I know of. Remind me to tell the story next week about the chick that I had sex with and videotaped. She knew I was videotaping her. Completely unrelated. Completely unrelated story.
Completely unrelated.
So, yeah. Halloween. You doing anything this year?
This year, actually, I might be going to Joan Jett.
Really? Is that on Halloween?
Yeah, that night.
Well, what a fucking downer. I mean, I'm all for Joan Jett. No, it was Pat Benatar that you were telling me. You're telling me Pat Benatar isn't rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I thought it was Joan Jett for a second. I was like, weren't you just fucking talking shit?
I would say Pat Benatar would be heavy pop. That's what I would say.
I'm not going to get into this with you right now. I'm fucking sleepy. So you're recording at night again. I'm telling you, I think afternoon's the way to go, man. Afternoon is a great fucking recording time.
See, this is like my noon, and then our afternoon would be like my morning, so it's really indifferent to me.
Yeah, 6 1 half dozen the other for you. But yeah, for me, it's fucking... for me, you know? I'm like... So no Halloween the costume parties or anything for you?
No.
The girlfriend isn't going to want to go do all that little 21-year-old stuff?
I think she's going to tell them with her family. She's going to be a cat. Cats aren't really that sexy, so
no, that's not real original.
No.
She's going to wear it with her family?
Back to her parents.
Oh, okay. Got confused for a second. See... We don't have the boys this weekend, and I fucking love Halloween, man. Like, Halloween to me is almost better than Christmas. I just love everything about it. And I have a Halloween – every year I do the same thing on Halloween. I always watch Blair Witch Project on DVD, and we bought The Strangers. So I'm also going to watch – we're going to do a double feature, a fucking scary movie double feature, and get, like, popcorn and fucking peanut butter M&Ms and shit. It's gonna be awesome. Look at me, I'm getting excited like a little kid.
You're literally shaking right
now. Yeah, it's awesome. We hand out candy from 6 to 8 because that's when they do trick-or-treating in town here. And this fucking neighborhood rocks out with its cock out, man. There are fucking thousands of kids.
All right, the last, I don't know how many, well, probably the last, I'll say 4 Halloweens that have not been working, I bought all this fucking candy, sit at home for, it's usually what, like 3 or 4 hours that they have trick-or-treating?
Two hours.
Yeah. Whatever. I sit there fucking
not, well, not in your fucking neighborhood.
Ever. No, at my house now.
Yeah.
My house I lived in before, which is in a pretty nice neighborhood. And then my apartment, which is in a pretty populated area.
Yeah, but your apartment, kids are – those buildings were scary. Like, it was –
There were a lot of kids that lived there, though.
But it was scary to go up and down those steps. Like, I thought any minute I was going to fucking fall through and fuck die, okay? And then the neighborhood – I never went to your house when you lived with those 18 guys in that fucking little house. I never went over there. But your neighborhood now, there's fucking – the police will come over the loudspeakers and tell children to get back indoors if they see them outside after the fucking sun goes down. That neighborhood is in the fucking ghetto, man.
The ghetto's like 3 blocks away, dude.
You know what? That's more dangerous. We've been through this before. If you live that close to the ghetto, they're going to come kill and steal from you. They don't steal from each other because they ain't got nothing. That's what makes it the ghetto.
The houses all around mine are all much nicer than mine. So they're the ones getting jacked, not mine.
Yeah, but see, you know what? They look at your house and you know what they think? Oh, okay, the outside isn't real fancy. I bet he's spending all of his money on hot fucking electrical equipment. I'm going in there. I'm going to steal his fucking plasma.
That's what homeowner's insurance.
I told you, get a German Shepherd, man. I told you.
It's in the works. I just had to build a fucking fence first.
Fuck it. You train that fucker. Train that fucker in German. Even if, okay, here, check this shit out. Here's my theory. You get a fucking German Shepherd dog, right? And you only talk to it in German. It doesn't fucking matter if it listens. Okay, if some fucking burglar comes into your fucking house and hears you go, I'm this Ryan Dry, Unstaka, Unawa, and sees that fucking German Shepherd come walking around the corner, that can be the fucking nicest dog in the world. If a fucking crook burglar hears you talking German to a German Shepherd and then fucking sees it walk around the corner, he's going to be assholes at elbows. He won't fucking stop running until he hits Missouri. I fucking guarantee it.
Actually, I considered buying. They have those hunting stands at Menards. They're like way fucking cheap. They're like 20-foot tall towers.
Yeah.
Putting fucking a couple of those like all around my house. And then just getting flags and just flying like NRA flags and all those fucking weird signs you see posted in people's fucking windows.
You could. I like my idea better.
Mine's much cheaper.
Dude, you can get a fucking German Shepherd in the swap sheet for like $300.
You have to fucking feed him, take him to the vet, build a fucking fence, get him pegs.
Dude, you don't have to build a fence. Just put him on a little fucking chain, man. Put him on a big-ass log chain, even when he's a puppy. Because what they'll do is you have the log chain tied to like the front of your house, but you always teach him to go in the backyard. So when they come, like in the Mormons and the fucking Jehovah's, when they come to your door and they see this big-ass fucking log chain trailing to the back of your house, they'll be like, fuck that. What's hooked up to that thing? A fucking tiger? I'm telling you, dude. There's all kinds of ways to fucking psych people out just in case you get a fag dog or something. You know, a dog that's just worthless and gay and doesn't fucking do anything. And I know how much trouble fucking Jerry Lewis got into for fucking saying cricket was a fag sport. But you know what? It is kind of a gay sport. And I think my gay friends would agree. But you don't know what you're getting when you get a dog. You know, you can't guarantee a dog is going to be tough. I'm sure there's some tough guy right now that I can't think of that had a fag kid or something, you know. God, I should really stop saying that word. That's a fucking terrible word. And I don't mean it in like the fucking beat them up and stuff kind of way. It's just a word I've always used. My gay friends, one of my favorite quotes from a gay buddy of mine. God, I hate fags. Because he likes his men butch. Yeah. He likes them to like to suck some cock off, but he doesn't like him to be like, oh, seriously, oh, I don't even fucking know. He likes to be like, hey, man, what's going on? You want to fucking butt fuck each other?
Yeah, just like not all lesbians are fucking bull dykes either.
Right, exactly. I think if I was a gay dude, I want another dude. I mean, because what's the point of being gay?
If you want someone's like a chick.
Yeah, and then fucking some dude who's like a chick. Yeah, exactly. Amen.
If you're into something that looks like a dude and you can, like the ass play, fucking chicks have fucking asses too, you know?
Yeah, and there's lots of flat ones. I've dated them.
Yeah.
I traded them in for better models, but I've dated them. It's true. Speaking of talking about chicks like they're technology, I think they should reboot the vagina. Kind of like they did with the Hulk movie. You know, they released that Hulk movie, which is real difficult to follow.
The fucking soundtrack and posters and...
Well, not quite. Well, maybe. That might help, you know, as long as they're fucking informational posters. You know, the first Hulk movie, the one directed by Ang Lee, the same guy who did Brokeback Mountain, by the way. Okay, not a great idea. That movie came out, it was real hard to follow. None of it made any fucking sense. It was real flashy and like there was a lot to look at, but you didn't really know what to do with it.
Yeah, I had zero desire to see it and I've never seen it.
Okay, right. Okay, so what
I'm aware it exists though.
Right, so what did they end up doing? They waited 5 years and they remade the Hulk movie. Simpler, they trimmed it down a little bit. There weren't quite as many moving parts, lots of effect shots and stuff, but they made it real easy to follow. They pretty much gave you all the information you needed to enjoy that movie within the movie, right? That's called a reboot. They need to do the same thing with the vagina.
I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying? They need to make it more user-friendly, okay? Less fucking... It's a lot of fucking work, you know?
But, see, I'm just have to disagree with you on this. I actually had this discussion with one of my coworkers. We're talking about how just again, we talked about this last episode too about population and how the more educated you are, less children you have.
Right, yeah.
I've always thought that if I were godlike and could create people that could reproduce, I would just have, for me, I would be like, the only way you can have a kid is fucking anal sex.
Because
most chicks aren't fucking into it. So for you to talk a chick into it, she's probably going to want the kid. You're going to want the kid. It's won't be that enjoyable. You have to fucking work for it. The vagina just, it's too fuck, I don't know. I can see about, like, getting the girl, like, to just totally go nuts. Yeah, it is a lot of work.
And there's like.
But to knock her up.
Like,
it takes no effort. It's too fucking easy. I'm thinking to actually reproduce should be, in my opinion, complicated.
Well, and there's extra, like, shit down there, like, on the vagina. Like, the labia, the lips, what do they do? What's their fucking function? Okay? What do you see in porno? What's the first thing a girl does in a masturbation scene in porno? She spreads her fucking lips apart, right. Gets them out of the way, right?
Yeah.
Okay? There's no, like, women don't get, like, aroused by you just fucking rubbing their lips, okay? All you're doing is fucking moving them out of the way to get to the clit, right?
Right.
Okay, guys, everything on them has a function. The cock, whole cock has a function, right? The cock is a delivery system to get the fucking, it's like a turkey baster, basically.
Yeah.
You get it in there and inject your business, okay? Even from a biological standpoint, it has two functions. It's fucking, it's one thing with two functions, okay? That's how fucking efficient the cock is, all right? It does two jobs. You piss out of it and you fuck with it, okay? The balls, all right? They make your fuck juice, right? Plus, when a chick sucks on them, it feels really fucking good, okay? But the fucking labia, they're just in the way. You keep moving them around and they'll fucking stick to the side of your face or something and you try to move it and you're like, just get out of the fucking way. Because, you know, some girls like their clit rubbed. Other girls like the fucking two in the fucking pink, yeah. You know. But, God, I wish this was a video podcast right now because I feel that the hand gestures really add.
Yeah.
But the labia are never discussed. They're there. Some girls have big ones. Some girls have little ones. But they're always there. And they serve no fucking purpose. Except for to get them out of the way, to get to the wet part, to have the sex.
Yeah.
I mean, are they like a garage door?
My guess would be they're probably like a screen door or something. I don't know.
Like they basically keep the bad stuff out. They like, it's like the fucking doors on Star Wars. You know, come on in, Captain.
They'd be like a poor man's eyelid, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like a buttonhole. I don't understand it. Why not just fucking break it down? Clitoris and hole. Just like a man has cock and balls. Do you really need all the extra shit? I mean, I still enjoy it, you know, being down there poking around. But my question is it really all that necessary?
No.
You know, it's like having fucking power windows and locks on a Fiero. It's pretty easy to reach across the fucking front of the car and roll your window down in a Fiero. And no matter how fucking tricked out and loaded your Fiero is, it's still not going to be a cool car. Ever. Ever. It's like driving around on a fucking roller skate. Okay? So why trick out something that doesn't need to be tricked out but would still be just as functional? And the woman could derive equally as much pleasure from. Because really all she wants is the clitoris and the G-spot. That's all she needs. That's all she fucking needs. Plus, she'll still have the boobies to play with.
You know, maybe that, I don't know, any listeners out there that are female, we have a couple, I think.
Yeah, we got a couple. Louise and, Jenny listens, so I'm going to sleep on the couch for a week because of this.
If you enjoy the labia, just let us know.
Yeah, do they have
if you don't like it, let us know.
Do they have a fucking function?
Some chick that loves them. I don't know.
Yeah, am I supposed to be fucking?
Have to be. There's all weird fucking fetishes for everything.
Well, am I supposed to be like fucking chewing on them like they're bubble gum? I mean, what the fuck am I supposed to do with those things? Or am I just supposed to brush them off my plate like they're fucking parsley? I don't understand. And I like to feel like I'm pretty well versed in the female fucking vag, but I don't understand labia. They don't make any fucking sense to me at all. I can find the clitoris. I can. I'm a man who can actually say I know what the little man in the canoe is supposed to look like and feel like. But the labia, they're a mystery to me.
Yeah.
They're easily the most recognizable feature on the vagina.
Maybe they're there just so in the dark you can find it easier.
They're like the guy on the fucking runway with the with the fucking.
You know, you got the lights off. You're trying to find the hole and, oh, there's a labia. I know where it is.
Yeah, I'm close.
I'm close.
You know, that's probably
that's probably the closest I can come to finding out what it does.
That's probably the closest we're going to get to a correct answer.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only use I could find for it, I guess.
Oh, speaking of, I hope this is a woman. Revan? Did I tell you about this chick? Revan or Raven?
No.
Sent a couple messages to the Podbean site, commented. So, like, the neat thing about people that comment on the Podbean site is you have to register first. So they're going to a lot of trouble to drop us a comment. She is from Texas, I believe. Yes, she said. You have a listener in Texas, I think. I'm getting my people mixed up. I should probably check on it. She's sent a couple comments. She said that we are now her favorite podcast. So that means either she doesn't listen to any other podcasts.
No, favorite means that you have to have two. You can't have one and call it a favorite.
It's kind of like people who have, hi, this is my best friend. This is my best friend, Joni, and my best friend, Paula. Wait. You can't have two best friends. By definition, you can only have one. That's what makes them
the best.
You
runner up
idiot. Let's see here. We got, let's see what she said. She said, California, I believe. You guys have a listener in California. Zach and Weller, you guys rock. That was from I would assume it's pronounced Raven, but it's Revan.
Revan or Revan?
Yeah, I don't know.
We rock.
Yeah.
And we're the favorite.
Yes, which is awesome. But drop us a line. Email us at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com and let us know who you are and how – we're starting to get input, which is fucking awesome. And thank you all valued listeners for finally starting to fucking talk to us. But I want to know like how you guys found out about the podcast. If you're not people that we obviously know, like the guys from the Quick Stop Entertainment board and stuff, or friends, you know, from work and – and even then, I'd kind of like to know who the people that I actually know are listening, which would be awesome.
Right.
But tell us how you found out about the show, because we're starting to pick up listeners.
Oh, I'm starting to get friends and people that I know to listen to, and it's growing. But yeah, it's really cool to find people that really don't know us at all. And right. No connection, just discover us. And that
to find
is
out,
cool.
Yeah, and to find out how they found out about us. I mean, do you just type in fucking podcast? Bald guys.
Start listening at random and we fucking pop up there. Yeah.
Ta-da, there we are. And, hey, this looks good and free. It'd be kind of nice just to find out how people are, coming across us. While we're here, might as well check and see. G. Hi there. I will email you with more sometime. I listen in Texas, by the way. That's awesome. From G. I don't know who G is. Dan, of course. Send us another email because he says that Dr. Phil would be telling me to check my chaps, son. You're focusing your sexual aggression at Palin, and it's something you need to address. It's not my sexual aggression at Palin that I'm focusing. It's the fact that she's a dumb fucking slut. Doesn't have anything to do with me.
She's got the librarian thing going. I haven't done a librarian type chick.
No.
I would bang her for only that reason, and that's it.
Chris said in response to last week's show, dude, seriously, just admit that you puked on the bouncer. He had chunks of spaghetti or linguine or whatever Italian dish it was dripping off of him. Dude, he was pissed. You know, and here's the hole in that motherfucker's story. At the time that I got kicked out of that fucking bar for puking, he was at a point in his life where if he was also at the bar, he was in a fucking coma. So I know he doesn't fucking remember what was happening. All right, so... fuck you, you fucking hoser, all right?
He's fucking making shit up, though.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't fucking know. But that's Revan at the top. Revan. R. That's R. you guys are my new favorite podcast. That is probably the coolest fucking comment we've ever gotten.
It is. She should get something from the prize closet.
You think so?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, I tell you what, Revan, send us your address if you feel comfortable. If you feel so inclined, send us your address, your actual mailing address, to misinformationpodcast@gmail.com, and we will send you a gift from the prize closet for being a nice, obscure listener that we have no idea how you found out about us, and for naming us your new favorite podcast.
Not only the new, the best.
Yes, and unsolicited, mind you. Just blurted it out. Maybe she knew about the prize closet. Maybe she's milking us. But if she did, good on you. You fucking got one over on us. And we will send you – what you're hearing right now are items in the prize closet.
This is our prize
closet. This is the current prize closet. Wait, I might want that one. What's that? Is that good? Is that any?
This is all shit like I listened to in high school. And
oh,
just,
this was like their new one that came out after the one that was hot, isn't
right,
it?
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Most of those are sophomore CDs from
albums
only had one decent hit.
Who is this? Is that the name of their band?
Yeah, you haven't heard fucking Better Than Ezra?
Oh, I thought it said Better Than Friction, baby.
All that
Ezra
shit's
part.
From fucking high school.
Oh. Yeah, that's... Wow. This is
I
awesome.
I almost put Shaq Diesel CD in there, but I was like, I gotta listen to that one more fucking time before I give that fucker away.
Why the fuck did you have that to begin with?
It was a gay gift from a friend.
Really? Hold on to that one for a special occasion, I think. That, for some reason, that... particular
I think
prize.
I plugged this actual CD.
Yeah, you did. You did.
But, so, yeah, we'll save that one.
Yeah. Did you hear Adam has a prize for the prize vault? Did you hear what it was?
No, I didn't.
An autographed Polaroid of Big Smooth.
That is nice. That's probably worth something.
It will be, goddamn it. Someday it will be. Oh, JK, by the way, still in my car. Your prize is still in my car. Jenny, actually, so hopefully you'll feel a little better, dude. Jenny rode my ass the other day. And then she goes as far to say, she's like, God damn it, I got you a box to send that to JK. And he did a real good job on that. Matter of fact, that's professional quality work. You should probably put a $100 bill on that box. I'm like, whoa. As much as I would love to be in the position where I could pay JK $100 for the excellent fucking logo he made for us, I'm not currently in that kind of economic situation. And I hope that he will understand that if I could, I definitely would, because I think it's $100 work.
It's fucking badass logo.
I mean, and you, Weller, as a fucking graphic designer, I mean,
I went to school for graphic design. Yeah. That is a really good logo. I love it a lot. It's fucking great.
Right, and it probably is worth some money, and he did it for free. Well, he did it for promise of some surprise from the prize closet, which that was stupid, dude. What the fuck?
I mean, you think he would have done it if we'd have known he's getting a box of glitter?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't have.
Oh,
I mean,
God, no.
It makes me love him more, though.
Like, it does.
I am sure that if I ever meet Joe Hulan, that I will take my life into my own hands by hugging him.
Did you know that the Nike logo was actually invented by a girl that was in college, and she got $20 for it?
Oh, I bet she's pissed.
So if we fucking blow up, I think a box of glitter would actually be – I'd cherish that more than fucking a $20 bill.
If we blow up, we're paying.
You know, she fucking.
If we blow up, we're paying.
She was in college.
JK.
She probably went to the bar and blew it all in one night.
If
that
we,
glitter,
okay,
that was a lifetime of glitter we sent him.
If we become millionaires from this show, we will pay JK $1,000.
The fuck we will. We're gonna buy $1,000 worth of glitter and send him $1,000 worth of fucking glitter. No fucking receipt. We're peeing off all the labels, so it can't be fucking returned from anywhere.
Walmart will still take it back. Like, we don't even sell this here, sir. So you're fucking Walmart. Take it back. Okay, sir.
And it's certified and it will be delivered to his place of work. Sir, you need to sign for this. We got 1,000 tons of glitter in this truck. I don't know where you want me to unload it at.
That'd be like a dump truck full of glitter. See, the thing would be to deliver it in the back of a dump truck with a tarp over it. Yeah. Like, not even in the containers anymore.
Just dump the whole fucking thing in his front yard.
If we become millionaires, JK, I will pay you $1,000.
And I will send you $1,000 of glitter.
But we have to become millionaires from this show. It can't be like if we win the lottery,
right,
or we become millionaires like from my stand-up comedy or something. Notice how I'm putting the fucking qualifiers on it.
You have to, yeah.
There are several ways I could become a millionaire at this point in my life. Radio no longer being one of them, because I'm no longer on the radio as of noon today.
Weak.
It sucks. The large corporation for which our radio station works, or the large corporation that owns our radio station, sent out a communique to all of its stations directing them to terminate their part-time employees, effective immediately. Weak. Corey told me, and it was like he was trying, getting ready to tell a kid that their dog got run over. He's like, dude, the company, I almost said their name, the company, called today and said that we have to get rid of all of our part-timers voice tracking. I think I'm going to be able to keep some people on for the weekends. And I want you to be one of them, but no more overnights. So I basically effectively went from five shifts a week to one five-hour shifts to 1 4-hour shift. Totally not economically feasible for me to do anymore. So thank you, Corey, for the fucking opportunity to be on the radio. It was a dream come true to me. I've always wanted to be on the radio. It was fucking awesome. I had a blast. But yeah, that's I'm no longer with 97.7 KCRR at this juncture. Hopefully, the company, as we will call them, will see fit to change their mind. Because seriously, $7 an hour. $7 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. And like Corey said, he said they own 3,000 stations. Okay. So you take $7 an hour times all the part timers over 3,000 stations. It was probably a chunk of change. But when you're a multi-billion-dollar corporation, you can probably afford $1 million.
Not when the CEO has fucking lost everything in the fucking
economy. Yeah, no shit. No shit. But that just, it sucks. Like I've not been okay all day. I mean, I kind of, maybe I even seem a step behind a little bit today on the show. It fucking broke my heart. And it sucked even more because I didn't want to have to tell Corey that I couldn't do it at all. But man, I just couldn't do it for 4 hours. You know,
and you're actually like, I don't listen to radio at all, but I fucking love 97.7.
Yeah, it's the best station. Rock, my fucking music. It's the best station we have here.
It's not like you're some fucking top 20 pop hits listen to fucking bullshit all day. It's
right.
You're fucking listening to fucking good song after good song after fucking good song.
Yeah, and I was building a following. It was a very, very small following, but it made me proud to know that from fucking midnight to 5 a.m, people were choosing to listen to me. And that was fucking pimp, man. And I felt like I was building a bond with these people because we're all a bunch of fucking retards. I'm like, yeah, if they're willing to listen to me, there's something fucking wrong with them. And we can be a fucking community together, man. This is going to be fucking – what? I'm fired. Oh, shit. God damn it. Fucking bullshit. I ain't doing your dodgeball next year, you sons of bitches. Yeah, so that sucks. And, you know, luckily I'm still going to, you know, Corey and I are still really good friends, so I'll still hear from him, but I won't get to see him nearly as much. I got to turn my keys to the studio back in. That was kind of fun to have.
You know, you should take your radio skills and try to become a DJ at a strip club just for like a night.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
always wanted to do that. That'd be so fucking fun.
So you can fucking announce, and here is Autumn. Put your hands together. Take that one out of your pants and bring Autumn to the stage. Yeah, let's hear it, Sniffers Row. Yeah.
Get your dicks up and your dollars out. Taking the stage, it's Jasmine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, from the Deep South, it's Chelsea. What the fuck? They all have the same goddamn names.
It's delicious.
Yeah. All the way from the trailer park in Alabama, gentlemen and even ladies, put your hands together for Summer with an O. Fucking ridiculous.
You know, one of my coworkers is actually pregnant right now, and she was trying to come up with names for her daughter, and she was debating about what to name her daughter. And I was like, first thing y'all got to do is you can't name your daughter stripper names, because I know this other guy, he's got two daughters, both of them have stripper names. One's like Jasmine Rose. Can't remember what the other one is, but it's just, it fucking reaps. It's just, the girls basically has, there's no fucking options. You're going to be a stripper.
I know a guy whose kids' names are Champagne, Chardonnay, and Chablis.
Yeah, that's.
All right, continue.
So I told her, it's like, well, that's like, true, how do I know if it's strippers? You know, she doesn't fucking frequent strip clubs all that much. I don't know if even all. So I'm like, well, just the fucking name. Just the way strippers or the DJ pronounces, it's always like, yeah, coming up next. Find a guy that can talk like that. Just fucking say the name. It's like, what's the name? She's named off like five names. It did that fucking voice and every name. And sure enough, there was a couple that sound like strippers.
Shit. Was that you that was with me at the strip club that night when the featured dancer was there? And she came out to that fucking that
she
piece.
She was booed off?
Yeah. She came out to the piece from fucking Bring It On and mouthed the dialogue. Like, they had the dialogue from the actors.
The fucking DJ, like, asked us to apologize.
Well, remember the one dude? They booed her off, and she comes out, and she's like, you know, mouthing the words to the dialogue. They're playing the fucking audio.
Was that Mickey, I think?
Well, that's what it ended up being. And so she's dressed as a cheerleader. She's mouthing the fucking words to the dialogue from Bring It On, and then she starts dancing to that fucking Mickey, whoever that fucking chick that, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you don't mind, hey, Mickey, that crap, right?
Silence.
And she's
in
dancing
the club.
All of her fucking clothes on. And finally, one guy just yells, "Just take off your fucking clothes, bitch." And she fucking storms off stage and goes in the back room. Not 20 seconds later, two fucking bouncers come over and grab the guy and don't take him out the front door. They take him out the fucking back door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, that guy is dead. And about 10 minutes later, he comes walking back out. They had made him go back there and apologize to her face. He was sorry. And then they kicked him out. She comes back out, like, basically at the top of the next hour. Guess what she didn't do? Oh, she didn't mouth the words of the shitty dialogue from that movie. Got right into the fucking dancing, right? Got her fucking tits out. And I believe ended
she
up dragging...
She did what a stripper is supposed to do.
Right. She ended up dragging you up on stage, didn't she? And like...
Was that my bachelor
party?
Was
that your bachelor party?
I think it might have been. I was fucking... I remember like maybe 10% of that fucking night.
Yeah,
I
maybe
do
it was. Maybe it was your bachelor party. Yeah, maybe it was. Yeah, she was like some fucking... I actually saw her later in a porno. Like an all cheerleader porno. Yeah. Yeah. She was.
That was actually the third coolest thing I'd ever seen in a strip club, actually.
Just take off your fucking clothes. It was like. It was
feature
like
your dancer, too. Like, yeah. You know, some nasty fucking skank, people yell shit, too. But yeah, she was a fucking feature.
Well, and it was just. The whole thing was just cheesy, corny, and retarded. Like, it wasn't. There was nothing sexy about it. And I think the thing that pushed everybody over the edge was her mouthing the words
and
of dialogue.
And it went on for so fucking
long.
Just,
you're just like, nothing about it was like titillating or
exciting.
She was
wearing, I think if I remember, like 20 different layers of clothes,
yeah,
too.
It was ridiculous.
It's not like you could even see her body at all.
No, it looked like she was fucking getting ready to.
She looked like a fucking clown,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, like she was going to fucking hike Kilimanjaro or something. It was bullshit. Yeah, so the guy got fucking kicked out after they made him apologize. That was one of the fucking weirdest things I've ever seen. I thought they were taking him out back to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was fucking dead. I was like, shit, they're going to fucking kill this guy. These bouncers are out for blood. And that was back when that strip club still had hot dancers. She wasn't even the hottest girl dancing that night.
No.
By far. I think she was maybe the third or fourth hottest girl.
That was before the Cedar Rapids clubs opened, which I love them. But yeah, they fucking took every single hot stripper out of the
Cedar
Rapids.
Well, you could just make a hell of a lot more money for showing fucking snatch.
Yeah.
Or labia, if you will. She had really like... badly dyed blonde hair, and it was not well kept. It was like very, it was like almost like it just bleached and weather worn and just split ends. And I'm starting to sound a little fucking queer here, I know, but you like your strippers to look fucking taken care of.
She did have two legs, I'll give her that too, because I've seen a one legged stripper, and that was.
Where'd you fucking see that at?
It was at, was it Tuxedos, is what it was called then.
Is that Sapphires now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and before that was the Golden Dolphin.
I go in there, like, I had just turned 21 maybe, like, a month ago, so going out to my best buddy. It was, like, maybe a Wednesday afternoon. Like, nobody goes to fucking strip clubs anyway, so we should have known better, but we go in there.
On a Wednesday afternoon, like, 3?
We were the only people in.
How'd she dance?
She didn't dance. She'd hobble around the fucking pole, no ass shaking, no titty bouncing, no hair flipping, just fucking hobble, 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 hobble. Hobble, 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 look at us. Didn't fucking smile, no grin, no little wink. Just fucking look at us. Hobble, hobble, hobble. Then she'd fucking sit down for the next song.
She's like doing the pity dance?
Yeah, she was fucking waiting to die. That stripper was waiting to die.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sitting there with my friend. I'm like, should we fucking stay? He's like, I'd feel like an asshole if we haven't even fucking paid her. So we sat there and we each fucking gave her a buck. And then waited for her to sit down. She came up again, gave another buck, and then we fucking bailed.
She was probably the only one working, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
Wow, it would have been funny if she would have fucking hopped down and went over and slung some beers at the bar and then came back up too. So she was also the bartender. What was her name? Do you remember?
No idea.
I know what it was. Peg.
It should have been. It should have been.
Oh, shit.
At least it would have made the situation funnier.
Yeah.
Or she could have taken the leg off and used it as some kind of instrument.
Danced around the leg. But she wouldn't have. How far down her leg?
It was like right at the knee.
So she could have.
You could see she had it all taped around her knee. And then the leg itself looked. It was like rubber or plastic or something.
So she could have She could have hopped around the leg like it was a pole.
Yeah. Well, she had a stump, I guess.
That'd be kind of sexy. She could have, like,
rub the stump and...
Or just rub the fucking fake leg all over her crotch.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm giving myself a toe jab. What?
suck the stiletto heel or something.
Yeah, something. Turn it on. Yeah. Was she wearing a shoe on that foot?
Yeah, stilettos. Stilettos and a fucking... That prosthetic had to have been made by some fucking company in California that only does stuff shit for like fucking strippers. It,
so the stiletto was part of the foot?
No, it was actually... Like, it was so literally was, like it was a stiletto.
So is that really safety conscious?
It can't be.
I mean, you already like you've already fucking lost your leg. Shouldn't you be a little more fucking careful? And fucking bouncing around on fucking high heels on a waxed floor?
Maybe she was trying to pay for a better leg. I don't know, because the one she had wasn't fucking working, man. It was not working.
Did it look like that fucking the leg on the fucking lamp on A Christmas Story?
Because at first fucking... I was like, maybe she just twisted her knee or something. I'm looking, I was like, no, that the fucking skin color doesn't match. And she got up close, and I'm like, that's not skin.
Did she have like fishnet stockings painted on the leg?
No, not even trying to hide it.
That would have been hilarious. They're actually painted right on. A one-legged stripper. Oh, jeez.
God, I love this town.
Oh, fuck. I love it and hate it for all the same fucking reasons. Since this is our Halloween episode, I think we might go just a smidge long. Because I want to talk about Halloween stuff, man. Like scary stuff. Like, you know, that kind of stuff.
That almost sounded real.
Yeah. Do you ever like live the house that your mom lives in on Montrose?
Yep.
That's fucking awesome. That's Sammy Hagar's fucking band's name, man. Is that the only house you've ever lived in?
No.
So how long did you live there?
Oh, we moved there when I was in third grade.
Do you ever where was the house before that?
Before that, we lived in Omaha, and then before that, we lived in Colorado for a short while, and before that, we lived in a condo in Timberline, those condos near Highway 20.
Do you remember those other houses?
Yeah.
Were any of them like haunted?
They were all brand new except for the one in Colorado was a rental, and then the one we're in now was. But the other ones, like the apartment in Omaha and the one in the first one we grew up, were actually brand new and moved in.
So nothing.
No.
My childhood home, the home that my folks bought from my grandparents, which was actually the house that my dad grew up in. Two people had died in that house, like just of like old age, like nothing like. Cool, like a fucking axe murder or anything. My great-grandmother had died in that house, and then the lady who lived in the house before my grandparents bought it had died. And I think they both died in the dining room. Like, for my great-grandmother, they had a hospital bed set up in the dining room. The dining room table wasn't in there and stuff. They, like, had kind of made it into, like, like an infirmary, but basically a hospital room for her. The house was fucking haunted as hell. And not just, like... Hey, what was that noise? Haunted, but like weird, fucking creepy shit. Haunted. Like, for example, one time I used to go do fishing tournaments with my dad, and we'd have to drive up to Prairie du Chien, which the guys from TFI Cast know where Prairie du Chien's at because they're from Wisconsin. But it's on the Mississippi River on the border between Iowa,
McGregor.
Yeah, like Iowa and Wisconsin there. So we'd have to, and it was actually up farther than Prairie. We'd have to go through Prairie to get to where we were going. But we'd have to get up at like 4 a.m. So I was probably, I don't know, my parents were split up. I wasn't driving yet. I was probably like 10 or 11 years old. My dad would make me go to bed at like 7 o'clock at night, and it was still light out. But it was summertime, so it was warm. And my dad was a fucking dick about the air conditioner. He would not fucking turn on the central air. We had central air in this house, but it was a 2-story house. And the house, I think, was built in like 1905. So it was an old fucking house. And so I had this little fucking fan, like maybe like a 5-inch fan, like, and it looked like one of those oscillating fans that you'd put on a desk, but it didn't oscillate. All it did was fucking, it had low and high, and that was it. So I had put that fan on to try to kind of drown out the outside noise because kids are still running up and down the street, cars honking, fucking just normal day going on. It's light out. It's like 7:30, but I needed to go to sleep because we had to leave at like 4 a.m. to get to the fishing tournament on time. It started at like 8. So I'm laying in bed, and this particular time I'm laying in bed and the fan just shuts off. And I lay there, I'm like, what the fuck? 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 And I go, and then I hear it go, chunk, chunk, and turns back on. And I open my eyes. Nobody in the fucking room. And at first, I kind of explained that away because the house was wired weird. There was a light switch in the living room downstairs that if you shut off that light switch, it turned off the power to the outlets in my sister's room and my room. Just the outlets, though. They had it wired. They must have had it wired in series so that the juice, once it stopped going to that switch, it wouldn't go upstairs. Fucking the most retarded fucking thing ever. It was dumb. So I'm laying there and I'm convincing myself, okay, somebody must have just shut the ceiling fan off downstairs and then went, oh shit, Zach's probably got his fan on and turned it back on. Right when I have myself fucking convinced that nothing scary is going to happen, I literally hear, and I'm not shitting you, from my parents' room, this was my dad and stepmom's room at the time. And then various unintelligible words in French. My great-grandmother was born and raised and lived most of her adult life in Belgium. And I'm like, this fucking sucks. And so I think to myself, well, I'm either going to have my soul eaten. Whatever it is, it knows I'm here. It knows I'm here. It shut off my fan. Right? So I've always
been. It is cold and it is angry.
Yes, exactly.
Actually, exactly. I said behind.
So I go, I remember my dad had called her Grandmama, was what he called her when he was a kid. And so I said, Grandmama, it's okay. Go back to sleep. And I kind of hear, and then nothing. I'm like, oh, thank God. So I finally calmed down enough to go to sleep. I mean, this is the most scared I've ever been in my fucking life, right? Like, I'm terrified. I finally, after about another hour and a half, it's quiet enough that I force myself to go to sleep. Until I'm awoken in the middle of the night, pitch black, by a loud, DOOM! I fucking wake up, and I'm still, I pull the fucking blankets up over my head. I'm like, what the fuck was that? 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 I had these two bypass, my closet doors in the room were bypass closet doors. You know, they run past each other.
Yeah.
You know, they slide open. And I wake up when my dad woke me up in the morning. I had these three shelves. I mean, the bad thing about my room at my dad's house, I only spent every other weekend there. So it was still decorated basically the same way it was when my folks split up when I was like 8. So there were stuffed animals on all these shelves and some toys that I still had there, you know, on banks and stuff. Well, I wake up when my dad wakes me up to go fishing the next day. He turns on the light first thing, wakes me up. I sit up in bed and look down at the foot of my bed. There's a stuffed animal laying clear over by the closet. Something had picked it up off the fucking shelf, thrown it across the room. It hit those bypass doors and fell. Tell me that ain't some fucked up, scary ass shit right there.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And that's a nice ghost did that. Okay? That's like a family ghost, okay?
It's just cold and doesn't like teddy bears.
Apparently not, man. Okay? I'm not done yet, okay? Another time, my stepmom used to work every other weekend. Okay? She worked for an answering service in town. I would wait for her to leave, and then I'd sneak downstairs to watch the good cartoons because the good cartoons were on early in the morning, like Transformers, G.I. Joe and shit. They'd be on like 6, and then they'd go into the gay cartoons like the fucking Smurfs and stuff after that. So I snuck downstairs. I heard her leave. I shut the – there's a door that went upstairs, like a big, heavy wooden door. There's lots of woodwork in this house. It was a fucking awesome house. So I shut that door, and then – I thought I heard her coming back, and I'm like, fuck, because I knew I'd get in trouble for being up. You know, it'd be like, what are you doing up already? It's very, very early. So I hid behind the recliner. I hear footsteps going across the floor, and from my position on the recliner, I could see the door perfectly. I hear footsteps going across the floor, watch the door open, no one go through it, and the door shut, and then hear footsteps going up the stairs. Tell me there's no such thing as fucking ghosts. Tell me. Just tell me fucking once and watch me fucking punch you in your Adam's apple. That's some weird fucking shit. Watched it, saw it with my own fucking eyes. Scariest thing I've ever seen.
I don't have any personal ghost stories, but yeah, I do think people have energy, and I'm sure when you die they can choose to stay here, I guess.
Energy? That's just some energy? That's all that was?
Yeah. anger energy.
I don't understand why I would need to throw my fucking stuffed animal across the room.
Call it a spirit, whatever you want. But yeah, there's probably, I don't know.
That was fucking creepy, man. I've never been like, that was, I mean, I've seen some weird shit in my life, like people doing weird, odd things. But to see nothing there and to watch things move on their own, scariest shit ever. Ever.
And there wasn't a magician you're hanging out with.
No, not that time. Not at that time. No. I mean, fucking weird fucking shit. And then, have you ever been to Mandalay Mansion?
Oh, the one in Cedar Falls?
Yeah, one of the 100 most haunted locations in the United States, mm-hmm. here in the Cedar Valley. It's right next to Lookout Park. Were you ever with us when we were in high school?
Yeah, we used to run around it.
Yeah, we fucking – that was stupid. That's a fucking scary, scary place, man. It's an old mansion, basically, that they turned into apartments.
Yeah.
And it's in all kinds of historical haunted registries and all this shit. And it was on a dare. We'd drive up there in the middle of the night, park in the parking lot, Lookout Park.
That neighborhood at night, just it's a very wooded area. It's really hilly. It's just pitch dark. It's very old, so there's very few lights. It's
dark streets as hell. Streets are very, very narrow. It runs along the liver. It runs a raw. What am I? I'm fucking Asian all of a sudden. It runs along the liver. It runs along a bluff on the river. You can actually, that's why it's called Lookout Park. You can walk up to the fence and look down, and it's like, you know, clear down. There's the river. And yeah, it's very wooded, it's a beautiful neighborhood during the day. At night, most frightening place on earth, bar none. And we would park in the parking lot, Lookout Park, which is right next Mandalay Mansion. And we'd get out of the car, and the dare was to run around the outside of the mansion once. And the fucking people that live there don't help at all either, because their fucking nightlights and shit are red. I mean, who fucking does that? You know, and invariably you'd say go, and one idiot would run the wrong way. So you'd all be running one way around the fucking house, and then he'd run the other way, and then it would always be fucking.
You'd see weird fucking shit. You'd think you'd see something. You'd turn around, or you'd run it into your friend. Not when they're coming. You'd piss yourself.
Yep, all over yourself. Yeah. Right down your fucking leg. That place is spooky. I never really saw anything there, you know, and it wasn't weird to see people looking out of the fucking windows because people live there, you know, but it's a creepy fucking place.
Well, as soon as you got out of the car, your fucking adrenaline just went nuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fucking, you remember we had the road here, South Hackett Road?
Yep.
That's where all the devil worshippers live. Yep. Remember when all coming up all your years? And I don't know what caused that fucking place to have.
It was just that weird, like, tiny little, like, I don't know.
Like a little, like, it's a railroad bridge is what it used to be, yeah.
But, like, only, like, one car could go through, and there's this really fucking steep hill right before it.
And it's South Hackett Road, and they always said, don't go there. That's where the devil worshippers live. You can see they have graffiti on all the stop signs, and that's where they live. And so once you'd get older and you get brave, and you'd go down there, and you'd realize it wasn't that bad, and then people would say, well, no, did you go to North Hackett Road, which is actually what that was. That's actually North Hackett Road with the bridge. South Hackett Road is approximately 3 blocks from where we're at right now. Like, South Hackett Road ends right at the end of the street. Like, you go down to Downing and take a right. And South Hackett Road is totally, like unassuming. And it's moved now because of Kowalski Drive. Yeah, it used to run farther, but they – there's a high school, and then they built a new stadium, and then they put a 4-lane road in there, and it actually moved South Hackett Road and made it like a frontage road. But it used to run like the whole length all the way to this wooded area, and that's what kind of made South Hackett creepy. But once you got the balls to drive down South Hackett and realize it was a couple of fucking farmhouses, you know, and, you know, Sam Stevenson, who went to high school with you, lived there, you know, it wasn't so scary. And then people would always change it. Well, if you've been to South Hackett Road, have you been to North Hackett Road? Yeah, I did. It goes right down to the river. What's the big deal? But North Hackett, to me, is creepier looking.
Like, it's kind of funny to bring this up because actually we were talking about this with somebody the other day, and now it's the devil worshippers live in LaPorte City, I guess.
LaPorte City? Like,
they gave
in town?
Up on fucking South, and they got sick of moving between South and North Hackett. Like, fuck this whole Civil War shit. We're going to fucking LPC.
Who told you they live in LaPorte City?
My sister's husband a couple years back tried to get hired for the police there.
Yeah.
And he was asking people about it. And, like, I guess he said, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 different people, like, not related to each other, all were saying it's full of nothing but meth addicts and fucking devil worshippers. It's all people in LaPorte City are.
I mean, I could see there being some meth addicts in the Park City.
That always stuck in my head. And then now through work, I've met a few people from there, and they say the same thing, that there's just a lot of fucking weird fucking people that live there.
Yeah, well, there's definitely weird people there, but devil worshippers, LaPorte. Have you ever been to LaPorte City?
Yeah, several times.
Kind of a neat little town. I mean, it's their downtown is, they got cobblestone streets, and, you know, it doesn't scream Satan to me, really. I mean, it screams Camaro on blocks. But
have you been to North
LaPorte City? Now that you're brave enough to go to South LaPorte City, have you been to North LaPorte City? Put them up. Fucking amazing. Yeah. You know what place kind of scares me is Dewar. It still gets to be a town. It's like a block long.
It's like four houses and a bar.
Yeah. I believe that's where the Dewdrop Inn is Dewar.
There was something. I was on a MySpace checking out my page last week, and this one of these little dating pop-up ads pops up.
Yeah.
Just, there's always a really hot-looking fucking chicks in lingerie or bikinis or something.
And
I'm
looking
at the top corner. It's a smoking hot fucking, like, chick's probably Brazilian or Puerto Rican or something. Just really hot-looking. Dewar, Iowa.
Yeah, but you know what?
There's
like
fucking five people live in Dewar.
Well, you know what that? You know what those things do? They can figure out your location based on your IP address, because IP addresses are assigned, you know, based on your actual geographic location, and then they just assign. If you're living in Arizona, it'd say that chick lived in Yuma City.
It made me laugh because the possibility of that happening was basically beyond zero.
Yeah, that she would be. You know what they've started? They've started being tricky, though, because I've seen a couple of
them. We could actually go to Dewar and knock door to door, and it would take me a whole 10 minutes to be like, hey, you know this chick? I want to meet her. She's fucking hot.
The interweb said she lived here,
man. It says she lives here.
See, look, I printed the screen, man. That's a picture of her right there. It says Dewar, Iowa.
I'm going to write this website a nasty email.
Yeah, this is some bullshit. This is false advertising. Fucking
pack up and move to Dewar just for that chick. Doesn't live there.
Esmeralda doesn't live in Dewar. This is bullshit. Well, you know, they've been getting tricky, though. Occasionally they'll put a homely chick on there, and it'll say like Dunkerton or Cedar Rapids or something.
I'd believe that.
Yeah. And first half a second I do, until the next one that flips up, it says like Evansdale and it's Jenna Jameson.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, but if Jenna Jameson was going to live anywhere in the Cedar Valley, I think it would be Evansdale.
It would be Edel. Yeah.
She's still pregnant.
Isn't she always?
Jenna Jameson? Well, yeah. She's always got something in there. It's just a question.
There's always something growing in there.
Yeah. She's always got a dude in there. It's just a question of whether it's a baby or not. Last I heard, she was pregnant with twins. Did we talk about this?
No, I don't think.
Yeah, and so I heard about it, so I was on the radio, and I said, I don't understand why this is such a big deal. It's not like that's the first time there's ever been two of something in there.
Very true.
Or there's ever been two people in there. Yeah, I think she done some DP for a long time. She would only do chicks.
Yeah,
but then she got dirty. She does butt sex. I know that.
I don't know about the DP.
She does butt sex. She likes her asshole licked. I know. I've seen me some Jenna work. Jenna does good work. Whose kids are they? Are they fucking Tito Ortiz's kids? They were dating for a while.
Well, after the lesbian, she was like, had a serious boyfriend. I don't know if she's still with this guy or not. I mean, she quit the lesbian shit. I don't think, God, that was, I don't know, 3-4 years ago.
Well, and then she was dating the fucking Ultimate Fighter, Tito Ortiz.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're fucking going to check it out, though. We need to find out. Fucking, oops. How the fuck do you spell it? J?
J-E-N-N-A. J-A-M-E-S-O-N.
Oh, hey, there she is. Early life, early career, business, awards, mainstream appearances, relationships. Here we go. Wait. In 2006, she began dating mixed martial artist and former UFC champion Tito Ortiz, whom she met on MySpace. Ortiz canceled a November 12, 2006 appearance as the guest of honor at the United States Marine Corps birthday ball at the Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego when the Corps refused to let him bring Jameson as his guest. On November 30, 2006, in an interview on the Howard Stern Show, Ortiz stated he is in love with Jameson, that she is no longer acting in pornography, and that they are in a monogamous relationship. Holy shit.
Did you really just say that they met on MySpace?
Yes, I did. I did.
Holy shit.
I did. On December 12th, 2006, Jameson filed for divorce from Gardena. So that must have been who she was married to. She used to be married to Brad Armstrong. Oh, God. He's such a fucking douchebag. His real name is Rodney Hopkins. Okay, well, there you'll have that.
I've seen that dude naked more than I want to. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, it's very, very true. They were legally separated and divorced after Brad discovered her sexual affair with Jorge Araya Montoya, whom she met in a visit to Costa Rica. Oh, Jesus. In summer of 1998, Jameson met former pornographic studio owner Jay Gardina. That's G-R-D-I-N-A. That's weird. Scion of a wealthy cattle ranching family who had entered pornographic film production. What a fucking rough life.
Yeah, no shit.
So that motherfucker was loaded anyway. Decides, hey, I'm going to take my millions, make some porno. Then gets to fuck Jenna Jameson. I'm pretty sure that's a decent lay. Okay.
You could do far worse. Yeah, yeah, right. I'm sure.
He made movies. Like, he was in them. Since 1998, he has been Jameson's only on-screen male sex partner, acting under the name Justin Sterling. They were engaged in 2000 before her divorce from Hopkins and married in 2003 in a Roman Catholic style ceremony. What the fuck? What the fuck? Fucking Catholics, if you have enough money, will do anything for you. How the fuck could a Catholic priest been okay with marrying her to anybody? If her dress was fucking white, I'll be a fucking monkey's uncle. I'll tell you that for sure. What the hell? So they tried to have children since 2004. Jameson planned to retire from acting in pornographic movies permanently after having their first.
I guarantee that church put on a nice fucking addition.
Wait. Pay attention to this fucking quote. Jameson planned to retire from acting in pornographic movies permanently after having their first child. Shouldn't it become after becoming pregnant with their first child? She's planning on making some pregnant mommy porn.
Well, that sounds like she did.
The couple resided in Scottsdale, Arizona, in a 6,700-square-foot Spanish chapel. Wow. She was diagnosed with skin cancer in 2004. She miscarried after the diagnosis. The surgery successfully removed the cancer. She was unable to get pregnant again, even with in vitro. Said the in vitro process wasn't a good thing for me. She gained weight and did not get pregnant. According to Jameson, the stress of the cancer and then being unable to conceive resulted in the collapse of her marriage. Okay. She now we're back down in 2006 where she filed for divorce. And then she was on the adults. She introduced Ortiz and talked about their relationship at the 2008 AVN Adult Movie Awards while she was presenting an award. She also made brief appearances on two episodes of The Celebrity Apprentice to help Ortiz on the tasks assigned on those episodes. In March 2007, the AVN Awards, Jameson blamed her appearance on the divorce proceedings. Okay. Yes, Jameson announced in August 2008 that she and Ortiz are expecting twins together in early 2009. Their mom's fucking slut, like a professional slut. I mean, there's no better fucking term for it than that. She fucking had sex for money. She's a prostitute, which right. I've never understood why pornography is legal in all 50 states, but prostitution is not.
Because they're making a product by filming it. Therefore, it's technically art.
So as long as I fucking turn a fucking camera on while I'm fucking a prostitute, it's legal?
Yeah, If you'd have to be a business, so you'd have to actually fill out an application.
So, like, say I really, really, really liked fucking whores.
Yeah, start up a broke-ass company, make a business card, and...
Doesn't that just make me a pimp?
Like, I want to film you.
Doesn't that just make me a pimp?
A pimp would be you hoeing them up. You're trying to, like, solicit them.
I am hoeing them out, to me.
Hoeing them out is to other people. But yeah, that would be...
Okay,
I always thought, if you wanted a prostitute, which I've never done and really don't have an interest
in. No, neither do I.
I'm just saying that if I did, I would approach it as a bet. Like, I'll bet you $100 you can't make me come. If she can make me come, she won the bet. I'll give her $100. But if she can't, then she doesn't get paid.
That's racketeering. That's illegal gambling.
Well, then it won't be for cash. It'll be I'll paint her living room.
But, okay.
And racketeering, I'll take a fucking fine for racketeering over a fine for prostitution.
Yeah, but okay, think of it this way. You call up Evan Stone, you know, because I know you and Evan Stone are tight. And you say, hey, I'm going to bring these four chicks in to have a fucking orgy scene with you. And I'm going to pay them. And I'm going to pay you. How is that not fucking prostitution? You just pimped these four bitches out to Evan fucking Long Dong Stone, which is cock not that big. I mean, it's bigger than mine.
They changed names, too. So I guess the prostitute have to have their own fake name, and then you have to have a fake name. Dude, and there has to be, you have to read from a plot. Like, you'd have to fix your cable or be an exchange student.
Yeah, but most porno doesn't really follow a plot a whole lot. I mean, a lot. Some of it does.
There'd have to be bring a script, then. Pick up a prostitute, bring a script. So, have a business card.
So I just don't. Okay, I mean, by that thought process,
no, I agree
with you.
It's a very thin line.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I don't think the porno should be illegal. I fucking love porno, but I'm just trying to understand how it is that I can pay a woman to suck off some guy's cock and film it, and that's legal. But if I fucking tool down fucking such and such boulevard, roll down my window and be like, hey, you want a party? And she's like, how much? I'm like, $15 for a blowjob? And she's like, yeah. Woo! I'm fucking on the sex abuse registry and shit. Right. And I don't think you have to register if you're fucking.
There's actually towns, though, that'll put pictures of guys that solicit prostitutes on their fucking public access TV.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is fucking just mean.
There's so many other crimes that are way worse than that.
It's illegal and you shouldn't break the law, but man, all the guy's doing is trying to get some fuck on.
Exactly. You
know? And a lot of these guys, that's the only chance they're gonna get, man. I mean, I guess move to Vegas and let it be, but it's not even legal in the city of Vegas.
No.
Like, you have to go out into the county. You have to go out in Clark County? Yeah, Clark County. In Vegas, you have to go out to get it. It's very confusing. It's all very, very fucking confusing. And really, isn't a date just paying to fuck anyway? I mean, really?
Oh, it is. That's all, yeah.
So, I mean, if I say to a girl, hey, I'd like to take you out to dinner and a movie and maybe have a good time. The minute I fucking pay for her dinner and movie and then she sucks my cock off on the car on the way back to the fucking house.
It's the date then. It's the date. Pick up prostitute, be like, hey, let's go to Burger King first. No longer prostitution.
So as long as
You would have to pay, I guess.
Yeah, I'd pay for her Burger King. But is that going to be enough? I mean, she...
I guess you'd... Okay.
She's not going to give her pimp a fucking cut of the cheeseburger.
Take her to fast food. You'd have to pay for the fast food. And then as you're eating the fast food, you have to ask her about her life. And then after that, it wouldn't be prostitution.
Because like when you watch Cops,
be a date then.
You know when you watch Cops and they do the prostitution stings? They're always like, so how do you know each other? Like, we're friends. You know, oh, okay, you're under arrest for prostitution. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. There's been many fucking times in my life when I've taken a chick home from the fucking bar. I don't know her fucking last name. I just met her that night. We're going to fuck. Does that mean that I fucking participated in prostitution? I bought her a couple of drinks. So am I now a John? Is that what's just fucking happened?
Well, then it's the cash thing. You just can't give them cash. You have to give them something else then.
So could I give
her
like...
That's what it has to be.
Could I give her like a stock or a bond?
By our reasoning, yeah. You give them something other than money and it's a date.
So I basically have to launder the money.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
So I have to send it through some other channel. But how the fuck then is she going to pay her pimp? Because her pimp probably gets like, I would get like 60, 70%.
Give her the receipt.
Yeah, but what does he get then?
No, like you buy something for $50, she gets it. She also has the receipt. She can return it, get the money, pay the pimp.
But what about if
everybody's happy?
What about if you go to Burger King? She gives him half her cheeseburger?
Well, you could eat half it and be like, go back up there and be like, this isn't right, I found a hair or whatever, and ask for a refund. Yeah. Or at least you'd get free coupons. The pimp's got to eat. He'll take the coupons, even though he'll probably be pissed off, but he'll take them.
See that?
A pimp's got to eat, dude. A pimp's got to eat.
It's hard out there for a pimp.
It is, man.
You know what I'm talking about.
You don't see skinny pimps either. Those are big boys. They got to eat.
That's fucking awesome. I don't know how we got from Halloween to fucking how to make prostitution legal in 12 easy steps, but I did it. That's fucking, that's classic. I think that is as great a fucking place to leave it as any. You have anything you'd like to fucking add, sir?
No. No.
All right. That has been episode 31, an extended episode of Misinformation. Please, please send us your fucking emails at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. As always, thank you for listening. I'm Zach.
And I'm Weller.
Love you.
Dude, seriously, that's enough.